Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome everyone to the Dr. Dolores Show. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're going to be starting a series that I'm really excited about. It's called Sovereign Self-Mastery Series. And it's really about you stepping into yourself and remembering who you are, because many of us are awakening and maybe feel lost. And I just invite you to come along with me on this journey so that you could explore a little deeper with possibly what's going on within you. So our first episode of this series is called Reclaiming Your Power. And today, you know, this series is about remembering who you truly are beneath the conditioning, the expectations, the roles, and the stories you've been carrying. We are doing Reclaiming Your Power today because the truth is your power was never lost. You may have forgotten what it's all about. It may have been given away. It may have been buried beneath fear, obligation, survival, or even possibly the need for approval. But it's always remained within you. So what does it mean to reclaim your power? Just sit with that for a moment. Have you ever felt disconnected from yourself? Have you ever found yourself asking everyone else what you should do? Maybe you've ignored your intuition and regretted it later. Or maybe you always are seeking permission before you make decisions. So what if the answers you've been searching for have already lived within you? So many people confuse power with control. And true power is never about control or controlling others. True power is trusting yourself, honoring your truth, living in alignment, making decisions from your inner knowing, and standing firmly in your own energy. Power isn't something that you acquire. It's actually something you remember. And many of us have learned early in life to disconnect from ourselves and disconnect from our source of power. We learn to be good, be quiet, don't rock the boat, make sure to make other people comfortable no matter what, walk around eggshells, follow the rules, and seek approval. You know, and over time, we became experts to listening to everyone else but ourselves. We've kind of gotten lost in the muffling of what surrounds us. So what happens is that this will create an inner conflict because our soul knows who we are while we're conditioning. Our conditioning tells us who we should be. Okay. Sovereignty begins when you stop abandoning yourself. So I really unpiled a lot of things for you in just this short period of time. And notice where you've been giving your authority away and just write it down. Awareness is always the first step towards transformation. And if this conversation resonates with you, subscribe, like, and share the Dr. Dolores Show with someone who may be ready to reclaim their own power. So let's do an awareness audit. So just take a deep breath right now and get back into your bodies. Okay, good. And just ask yourself, where in my life am I seeking permission? You know, some keys may be to examine your relationships, your health, your finances, your career, your spirituality, maybe even your personal expression. And I invite you to get a journal and just jot down this prompt. Where have I forgotten that I am the authority of my own life? So, what are some of the ways that we give our power away? So, what if giving your power isn't always obvious? Giving away your power isn't always obvious. Sometimes it's not, it's very subtle. People pleasing be a form of self-abandonment? Have you mistaken external validation for safety? And what beliefs keep you dependent on others' opinions? Like I was saying, power leakage often happens subtly. And it could show up as waiting for validation, constantly seeking advice, and ignoring the red flags that are coming and flying above, staying in misaligned situations out of fear, suppressing your voice, you know, maybe hiding, trying to become invisible, and not honoring boundaries. And boundaries are a big deal. We were talking about boundaries yesterday on Conversations with Cozy and Dr. Dolores, and how important that is in the world right now. And it's like a foundational piece that kind of sets everything up for us as we move forward. Many survival patterns originate from our childhood, believe it or not. At one point, these patterns actually protected us. This is where we found safety. Maybe you became a perfectionist, a people pleaser, an overachiever. Maybe you were just hyper vigilant all the time and also caretaking. These patterns once kept us safe. And eventually they become our cages. I just want to remind you that healing isn't about judging these patterns. It's about thanking them, recognizing they are no longer needed. So, where in your life are you in a cage and the cage door is open, but you're still in the cage and you haven't stepped through that threshold to get out of the cage? So let's do another process, and it's called identifying the power leak. So these could be journal prompts for you too if you want to write them down. Complete this sentence. I give my power away when I... And just notice what comes up for you. Usually the first thing is the right thing, and please do not try to analyze it, overthink it, judge it, or criticize it. It's just flowing out of you. And just notice the patterns, okay? Now, what would, you know, now let's just add this other question to it. What would my life look like if I trusted myself instead? And just notice what arises. Sometimes this is a very telling exercise because you're able to see the things that you aren't able to really see. And I'm just, you know, reflecting back on all of this because I definitely grew up where I was a perfectionist, a people pleaser, an overachiever, and caretaking. And it was like, I just remember my childhood was like playing whack-a-mole at the fair because always trying to, you know, keep everything at bay. And it was exhausting. It was as if, you know, you were in prison, and it was almost to the point where you started developing resentment around all these and the people that, you know, were part of this. So remember, that cage door is open. You can take a step through that threshold and be on the other side of it. Just be brave enough to do that. So where have you given your power away? And what would your life look like if you trusted yourself instead? So what is the difference? We talk a lot about empowerment and sovereignty, and, you know, what is the difference between the two? So I just want to start you off with some pondering questions. What happens when empowerment becomes dependent upon circumstances? And can, you know, do you only feel powerful when things are going your way? And what if true sovereignty remains present regardless of external conditions? So one of the discerning ways to determine whether or not it's empowerment or sovereignty, empowerment is often comes from external achievements, okay, where sovereignty comes from an internal alignment. Empowerment says, I feel powerful because I succeeded. Sovereignty says, I am powerful because I exist. Empowerment can fluctuate, and sovereignty remains. So just feel into that right now and see where it's landed for you. Sovereignty allows you to trust uncertainty no matter what is going on around you. And trust me, today there is so much uncertainty in the world that the certainty is uncertainty. And we're going to just leave you with this so you could just feel what sovereignty is all about and the difference between it. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about reclaiming your power in our Sovereign Self-Mastery series. So stay tuned and we'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I have been blessed with the presence of my kitty cat, Gracie, today, who wants to be part of the show. And she's the definition of sovereignty because she stands in her power and she just doesn't have to apologize for anything. She is just as she is. So I learn a lot from my my four-legged fur friends and about how we can stand in our power as well. And, you know, before we went on break, we were talking about the difference between empowerment and sovereignty. And, you know, there is a difference. Your empowerment is something that comes from external achievements, whereas sovereignty comes from internal alignment. Empowerment says, I feel powerful because I succeeded. Sovereignty says, I am powerful because I exist. Empowerment can fluctuate, and it does. It's almost a definition of short-term happiness. And sovereignty remains. It's like long-term happiness and well-being. Sovereignty is going to allow you to trust uncertainty no matter what the heck's going on. And like I said before we went on our break, we are living in a highly uncertain world and uncertain times. And I almost feel like it's a call to action for people to come back to self, because really all we have is ourself. I know that might be a big bite for some people to chew on, but it's the truth. And everything starts with us first. So it's really about having that relationship with yourself, loving, healing, accepting all the parts of you, even the ones you want to hide in the closet and not even look at. So sovereignty is also making aligned decisions, honoring your truth, releasing comparison, and standing firm in your own knowing. Sovereignty is really remembering. And the thing is, no one knows your soul's path better than you. Newsflash. So learn how to trust your instincts and trust what the information you're getting. And you know what? By all means, it's not going to be a popularity contest. There's going to be some people that when you start walking in your sovereignty, there's going to be a lot of pushback from other people because you've changed. These other people can no longer do what they had been doing to you before. And they're feeling it. So you know that you're on the right path if this starts to happen. And to not wobble on the tightrope, just continue to take a step forward and know that every time that you trust yourself and take that step forward, that's like a skill that you're going to continue to grow, nurture, and support. So just remember, sovereignty is remembering. No one knows your soul's path better than you. And if you're ready to deepen this journey of self-trust and sovereign self-mastery, I invite you to explore my private sessions, energy healing work, and the Dr. Dolores Bridge session, where we uncover what's truly keeping you from living your fullest expressions. Just go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and just read up on sessions and you'll find more information on that. So let's talk about, you know, we have that blueprint within ourselves. Let's talk about remembering that blueprint or your original frequency. Okay. Who were you before the world told you who to be? What if your authentic self has been waiting patiently beneath the layers? And what would happen if you stopped trying to become someone else? You know, so many of us are chameleons. We like change our, we morph into something that we're not to fit in some other places. And why do we do that? It's just like, you know, it's so superficial. It's not being your true authentic self. It takes brave to step into your essence and your power. And like I said, you're not going to be, you know, you're going to have some changes that happen. And you know what? Look at it from this perspective. They're probably upgrades because you're in alignment with who you are and you're no longer willing to accept anything that is not aligned with where who you are and where you're going. Just remember, you are not here to become someone different. You are here to remember. Beneath every wound, beneath every fear, beneath every role or hat you've ever played, exists your original frequency. And that frequency is your soul's truth. It's the essence of who you came here to be. And, you know, this is an interesting thing about healing. We think that we have to heal because there's something wrong with us. What healing is about removing what isn't truly yours, because we have a tendency to take on other people's stuff, beliefs, ideas, you know, through family origins, through ancestral stuff, through societal things and culture. We take on a bunch of stuff that isn't truly ours. What we have to remember, the journey home is not about addition. It's really about subtraction, releasing, and releasing fear, limitation, obligation, false identities, and conditioning, so your authentic self can emerge. So just really sit with that for a moment, because that was a big piece to kind of take in and kind of integrate. And just remember, just take a deep breath. The thing to remember is like when you're having a challenge, really understanding things, I think our natural tendency is just to constrict ourselves, pop out of our body, go into their mind and our mind and try to react and trying to make sense out of it. I invite you to do something different this time. When this is starting to happen, just take a deep breath in and just allow your body to expand and blow it out. And take another deep breath in. From this place, this is where your authentic self can emerge. So let's just do a little experiential activation. So just close your eyes if you're in a place where you could do so, or you could even leave your eyes open and just place one hand over your heart and just take three slow breaths. And just repeat to yourself, I call all of my power back to me. I release all agreements that no longer serve me. I trust myself. I honor my truth. I am sovereign. I am whole. I am home within myself. And just feel your energy gathering back into your body. It's a nice feeling. It's a nice, quiet, subtle feeling. This is what it's like to be in your body in the present moment, the quiet, the stillness. And if you're interested, I have a guided meditation to allow you to stay in the present moment. And it's a freebie, and you could go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and you'll see the pop-up. And just sign up for that because we need to do what we can every moment to stay in our bodies. This is the essential time that we need to do that. Grounding is so important. So we're getting ready to go on to our next break on my show, and we're doing the Sovereign Self Mastery series, the next several episodes. And today we're talking about reclaiming your power. So stay tuned, and we're going to talk a little bit more when we return.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, This is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. Well, I have a question for y'all. Have you learned anything? It's very interesting when we talk about sovereignty. And in our Sovereign Self-Mastery series, we've been talking today about reclaiming your power. And that's really one of the foundational pieces of this series. And, you know, we had talked a little bit about how people confuse power with control. And just remember that true power is trusting yourself, honoring your truth, and living in enlightenment, and standing firmly in your own energy. And power isn't something you acquire. It is something you remember. And I think that's probably the most important thing that needs to be shared, in addition to just the how we have abandoned in ourselves. And, you know, if you look at, we've probably been like caged animals. But the thing was, the door has always been open to this cage, but we are kind of stuck in this cage. So hopefully by the end of this series, we'll give you enough tools and empower you to become more brave. So you're going to step out of your cage and step into this beautiful world that we truly live in. You know, we're seeing the contrast to it now, but the thing is, the world still is a good place. And we need everybody here to be part of that, no matter what you're feeling, thinking, or contemplating. It's like, it's time to really show up for ourselves, come back and step into your power, especially if you're being triggered by all the stuff that's happening around you. I invite you to just go deeper within yourself as to why you're being triggered, because that trigger is always the tip of the iceberg of something deeper within you. And when you're able to have that awareness that that's going on, this is where you truly step into your power. So we also talked about just remembering our frequency and just remembering who we are. Reclaiming our power. And and just allowing us just to show up in all our glory. So we're going to get ready to do a guided meditation and activation for our show. And it's called Reclaiming Your Power, Returning to Your Sovereignty. So find yourself a nice, comfortable place where you're not going to be interrupted for the next 6 minutes or so. And take a moment to settle into a comfortable position, whether you're lying, sitting, standing, whatever's comfortable for you. And just allow your hands to rest gently by your side or in your lap. And if it feels comfortable, just close your eyes. And take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and gently exhale through your mouth. Again, breathing in through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. And one more time, breathing in and releasing. Breathing in peace and exhaling everything that no longer serves you. And allow your body to soften. Allow your shoulders to relax. Allow your jaw to unclench. And allow yourself to simply be here, present, aware, available. And imagine now that you are standing in a beautiful open field beneath a vast, brilliant sky. Feel the sun and the warmth of the sun upon your face. Notice the gentle breeze that's moving around you. You feel safe. You feel supported. You feel held by something greater. And as you stand in this sacred space, notice that you are carrying several heavy bags. These bags represent everything you have been carrying that was never yours to hold. Expectations, judgments, opinions, shoulds, obligations, roles, masks, the need for approval. The need to prove yourself. The need to be enough. And take a moment and simply notice their weight without judgment, without resistance. And now imagine placing these bags gently upon the ground, one by one, releasing, letting go, not because they are wrong, but because they are no longer yours. and feel your body becoming lighter. More spacious. More expansive. More free. As you stand there, notice a magnificent golden light beginning to emerge from the horizon. This light is your sovereign self. Your original frequency. The essence of who you truly are. This light moves toward you. As it reaches you, it begins filling every cell of your body. Your heart, your mind, your nervous system, your energy field, every part of you begins remembering. Remembering your wisdom. Remembering your truth. Remembering your power. Now, silently repeat after me. I call all of my power back to me. I call back every part of myself that I have given away through fear, doubt, obligation, or survival. I release all agreements that no longer serve my highest good. I trust myself. I honor my knowing. I choose myself. I stand in my sovereignty. I am whole. I am worthy. I am enough. I am free. Now see the golden light expanding from your heart, growing brighter, stronger, clearer. This is your authentic frequency. This is who you are beneath the conditioning, beneath the stories, beneath the noise, and just allow yourself to stand fully within this light. And and feel your feet connected to the earth. Feel your crown connected to the infinite, for you are the bridge between heaven and earth. You are supported. You are guided. You are loved more than you could imagine. And take one final deep breath and ask yourself, what would change in my life if I fully trusted myself? And allow the answer to arise naturally. And take another breath and know that your sovereignty has never left you. It has simply been waiting for your return. And when you're ready, gently bring your awareness back to the room. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and open your eyes. Welcome home. And just sit with the essence of the calmness that you're experiencing from this process. And we're going to go on to our last break of the show. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we are doing our Sovereign Self-Mastery series. And we're talking about reclaiming your power today. So stay tuned and we're going to wrap it up when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we are doing our Sovereign Self-Mastery series for the next several weeks. And today we're talking about reclaiming your power, a very important and foundational piece that it allows you to step into your power and to reclaim your sovereignty. So if today's conversation has resonated with you and you're ready to continue reclaiming your power, I invite you to take the next step. Subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show so you never miss an episode in the Sovereign Self-Mastery series. Share this episode with someone who is ready to stop seeking permission and start trusting themselves. Download my free guided meditation, Being in the Present Moment, and this is going to help you cultivate greater peace, clarity, and presence in your daily life. And join my newsletter community where I share intuitive insights, healing tools, inspiration to transport and support your journey of awakening and transformation. And when you're ready, maybe think about coming to see me for a session. I work with people where we uncover the energetic, emotional, and physical and spiritual patterns influencing your life and well-being. That's my definition of a medical intuitive session. It's not just the physical, it's the whole shebang, because all of that incorporates into creating the physical problem. And if you're not familiar with Bengston Healing, I invite you to go check that out. There's more information on my website about that, and it is a form of energy healing that's had amazing healings for people who with health challenges, emotional, mental, and spiritual as well. So I know you need to remember this. Healing isn't about fixing yourself. It's remembering who you've always been. So let's talk about some takeaways from today's show. Remember, your power has never left you. Your sovereignty isn't something you need to earn. It's something you are remembering. Self-trust changes everything, and believe me, it does. The more you trust yourself, the less you need validation from others, and you're going to create way more certainty in your life than you could ever imagine. Even in uncertain times, survival patterns can be released. People pleasing, perfectionism, overgiving once protected you, but they are no longer needed to define who you are. And you are the authority of your life. Others may offer guidance, but your inner knowing is the greatest compass that you have. And remember, authenticity is your superpower. The more fully you become yourself, the more aligned, empowered, and free you become. Time to step out of the cage through that open door that's always been there and start living freely. Remember, sovereign self-mastery is not about becoming someone new. It's about coming home to who you've always been. So as we conclude this episode, I want to remind you of something very important. You do not need permission to trust yourself. You do not need a certification to validate your intuition. You do not need evidence before honoring your truth. You do not need to be fully healed before claiming your power. The world has conditioned many of us to believe that someone else knows better. Who made that rule up? Yet your soul has been guiding you from the very beginning. There comes a moment on every awakening journey within when we stop looking outside ourselves and begin listening within ourselves. The moment is the beginning of self-mastery. And while the path may not always be easy, it is always worth it, because every step back to yourself is a step toward freedom. Every choice made from alignment is a declaration of self-love. And every moment you trust yourself becomes an act of remembrance. Today is not about becoming someone new. Today is about coming home to yourself. And I'm going to leave you with this quote. Your sovereignty begins the moment you stop asking the world who you should be and start listening to the truth of who you already are. So just remember this. You did not come here to shrink, conform, or seek permission to exist. You came here to remember. The power you seek has never been outside of you. It lives within every breath, every choice, every moment you choose yourself. So release the illusion that someone else holds the key to your destiny. Remember, you are that key, the doorway, and you are the frequency. So trust the quiet voice within you more than the noise around you. And just remember, you are worth it. So see you next week. as we continue.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.